What's new, Travis?
Are you ready for this?
Come on.
Y'all
ready
for this?
I could not do it, right?
I did it. I had your back. Let's go.
Let's do this then. Let's just send it.
Because I'm feeling like I'm running and I'm feeling like I got to get away. But I know that I don't and I won't ever stop because you know I got to win every day.
All of this is being recorded,
by the way.
Why
are you not?
Like every bit.
Why are you not? I don't think you're ready.
I'm ready.
Let's go.
Well, let's go.
Ask me what's new.
Do we even need Travis for this show anymore?
Three.
I think he is the anchor of the boat.
Mark. The anchor of the boat is what he just called me.
The anchor hole.
Nate.
Yes.
There are. I don't even know what's new y'all have. There are hats here.
We got hats.
Hats are here. So this order of hats, we did the navy and white trucker that we did before, and we did the camo that we were beseeched with requests for after hunting season because so many people were slaying in them. So hats are here. You can order them at Cast'n, or where do you order them? Cast'n Blast FL.com. CastAndBlastFL.com/shop. I know where to get them.
We have a website, I promise.
Anyway.
They are currently in quarantine in our garage.
No, they'll be shipping out this week. We've got some orders already in.
Yes.
People have been waiting
I wasn't arguing. I was saying where they currently were.
Yeah.
And you said no.
Well, yeah, at the time of this recording. But at the time people are listening to this, they won't be in quarantine anymore. Quarantine will be over.
Okay.
Coronavirus will be done.
Okay.
By Tuesday.
Just to be specific, you know.
What is new with you, Nathan Paul Henderson, the only?
Man, you know, I'm trying to do my best social distancing around here, turkey hunting as much as I can. I'm about to quit, though, because I think it's me. I think I'm just a bad turkey hunter.
You used to not be a bad turkey hunter, though.
It was written on the bathroom wall.
I think it was the switch state thing, like I can put you on some Osceolas, no problem. But these Georgia Easterns, people say they're easier. But if they don't gobble, then they can't. I can't. It's hard. It's just difficult.
Yeah, I feel you, dude.
So, anyway, but I did talk to a game warden at where I was hunting this weekend. He said he had talked to like four other people that morning, and nobody else heard anything. So, made me feel a little bit better that it wasn't just me, but
no,
some days it feels like it's just me. Yeah, it's probably me. It probably is. So I need some help.
I feel like you're going through some.
If anybody's.
Yeah, I feel like you're going through something right now.
It's like the culmination of everything. Like the social distancing, and then, you know, on top of all this other stuff, and then plus I'm not doing any good turkey hunting. It's kind of just like a cherry on top type of thing.
Mm. That's tough.
What's new with you?
What's new with me is I need to give a pool update.
Oh, gosh.
Our little 10x10 pool that we put up has one chlorine floater thing, one duck thermometer, one floating chair, 11 floating drink holders, and zero people in it.
Because it's 14 degrees.
Because
in there.
It's frigid. So it's like the cleanest pool you'll ever be near, but it's not warm enough to actually get in because I put it on the back porch. So I feel hopeful that maybe later this summer it'll be warm enough to enjoy.
Post-quarantine.
Yeah, but we'll know. But right now it's just full of like cool stuff and not people.
Right.
So.
Right. I think it's the cleanest pool because everything is dead inside because it. It's all frozen.
Exactly.
To crack ice.
Yeah.
Break ice.
Yep.
So that's me.
Nate, I know Emily's answer to this already, but have you listened to last week's conversation with John Cooper? Have you been able to listen to that yet? I know you're off.
I'm still a little bit off my game. I did, and finally, I haven't listened to that one, but I did finally catch up and listen to the Cindy Stites episode.
She's so good.
That was a fantastic episode. Loved every second of that one.
She was really good. I love Cindy's interview. I love Cindy. Like, she's just cool, man. She's just authentic.
Cool, yeah. She's just a cool person.
I heard you're getting a lot of feedback from the listeners, though, about the Mr. Cooper's episode.
Yeah, so I got a lot of feedback on Cindy's episode, too. The number one feedback was she couldn't remember the type of gun her dad used to squirrel hunt, and it was I had to reach out to her. I got so many messages about it. It was a J.C. Higgins 22. So
there you go.
For everyone that was wondering about that, Cindy confirmed it for me. But the John Cooper interview, we get a lot of feedback on interviews, but they come in such weird ways. Like, I'll get DMs, I'll get texts, I'll get emails, there's no consistent way we get all the feedback. But that John Cooper interview, consistently across the board, people are like, this is, if you duck hunt, you should listen to this interview. Like, it is just, that dude is so smart and so generous. Like, he's so well-spoken because he's knowledgeable about this stuff, and he's so well-spoken about what he's talking about. And man, I could listen to him talk for hours about waterfowl hunting and the management of wildlife, and he's just, man, so good. So good. So
yeah, I'm definitely going to have to catch up on that.
Yeah, thank you to everyone that reached out to me about it with all the feedback on it, cuz it's always good to hear that people are enjoying what we're putting out. And people reach out to, like, I had a guy reach out to me this week, and he's like, "Man, this Matt Pierce interview is incredible." I was like, "That was a month ago." You listen to him when you listen to him, especially now everybody's off their commute game and everything else. So,
right. I'm not driving 2 hours every day from, you know, there and back. So
yep.
My podcast game is not
somebody
the same
messaged
as it was.
Me. In the last 24 hours before I recorded this, someone messaged me about the Matt Pierce interview on Florida Cattlemen's Association. I had two messages about Ryan Hamm, the FWC fisheries biologist interview. I had a message about the Cindy interview, and I had like 15 about John Cooper's because that's the latest one. So anyway, just, I'm super proud of that interview. He's just such an accomplished man, and it was a big deal for us to be able to spend some time with him and for him to be so generous with it. And he teaches the politics of wildlife management out there at a university, and he's going to come back and do kind of a sample of that with us. So we're going to talk about the North American conservation model, and we're going to get it from an expert.
Sweet. That's awesome.
I'm pretty pumped about that. So before we get into our main segment, we have to pay a bill.
Which bill? Is it Mr. Hallett?
Yes, it's Mr. Hallett.
Mr. Hallett. I rewatched Practical Magic last week, and there's a...
Wait,
keep going. No, just keep going. That's fine. This is all Fletcher's ad that he's paying for. Go ahead.
The police officer in the movie is named, he's a detective or something, Mr. Hallett.
Okay, not the same person, not related, because that's a character in a movie.
Correct, but I just thought of it.
I want to point out, Fletcher had probably the most popular post in the last week on Savage Fowlers because he went out there and he missed a turkey, and he was asking some questions about that and stuff, which I'm bringing that up not to point out that Fletcher missed a turkey, even though turkeys are big and they're really hard to miss, Fletcher, at 10 yards or whatever it was. However,
well,
you're ahead of Nate because Nate hasn't even seen a turkey. He doesn't know what they look like anymore.
True.
But no, I bring that up to point out that we tell you guys all the time, this guy's one of our guys. Like, he's a real dude. He's a hunter, fisherman, everything else, just like you guys are. And he's out there hunting and fishing just like you guys are. Like, that was just more, it was cool to me. Sorry, missed the turkey, but it was cool, like, intrinsic evidence of the fact that he's out there doing the things we're doing. So if you need insurance, life insurance, boat insurance, house insurance, business insurance, any kind of insurance, call or text Fletcher Hallett, 904-315-5812. Or you could call and text him if you want to give him advice on how to pattern a shotgun before turkey season. Sure, he'd appreciate that.
A little tip for tat.
I'll burn.
But give Fletcher a ring, 904-315-5812, or email him fhallett@hallettins.com.
Double the L's and double the T's. Hallett for all your insurance needs.
Yeah.
Did you understand what I proposed for the main segment of the show?
I did.
Okay. And I'm going to tell you why you understood it. Because this is the kind of harebrained thing I would bring up when we're driving somewhere to go hunting or fishing, right?
Right.
You knew exactly where I was going with this.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So do you have the text in front of you, Em, that you could tell them how I teed this up? Because this is the entirety of show prep that we did this week. Was I teed this up like 2 or 3 days ago. I was like, hey, here's what we're going to do.
Yep, here we go. It says...
If you can't already tell.
Podcast idea. What Florida doesn't have? So you can add anything you want, fish, game, or outdoors things to Florida, but you have to give up something of equal or greater value. For example, you can add elk, but you have to give up, like, maybe alligators.
Yeah. So
that was the text. That's how we prep for these
you
shows.
You couldn't give up, unless you could justify it, you couldn't say add elk and give up, I don't know, red-eared sliders. Like those turtles.
What even is that?
That's a turtle.
Okay.
That's the little common turtle.
No, like no one knows that.
You can't do that because that's not an equal or less.
It's not even a real animal.
Everyone
made
listening
that
to this knows what that is.
Like a Disney movie about a red-eared slider.
So
that doesn't exist.
I asked for everyone.
So like, so you're saying like big game for big game, small games for small game, fish for fish. Like
no, it doesn't have to be that, that way. Kind of thing. Like you could trade a fish for a big game if you want, but you could you to trade for elk, you would have to give up like bass or snook or tarpon or something.
Right.
You'd have to
Got
give
it.
Up something
Got
substantial
it.
To get it.
All right.
So
I hate this game. I just want you to know before we get into it.
It is so noted. We'll put that down on the official record. And everyone can make note of that. Nate, would you like to go first?
Sure. I'm going to go. I would like to have elk because they're big and good to eat and they scream at you.
because they scream at you. And they're delicious.
But they're like an 800-pound turkey. Like
right.
That's kind of how, you know. But I would have to give up. I would give up. Oh, here we go.
Here we go.
I don't know if this is a fair trade, but I would have to give up pythons.
You can't give up pythons. Well, okay, hold on. Why would you give up pythons?
Could a python eat an elk?
Sure.
No. 100%. Well, maybe a calf, like a baby elk.
How do you justify, like, let's say you're calling Montana and you're getting their elk. How are you saying, here, I'm going to give you pythons instead?
Oh, we're switching. Oh, we're like flip-flopping. We're not just like getting rid of pythons.
No,
we have to like send them.
You're trading it.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, I mean, I'd rather pythons not be in Florida. That would
yeah,
be
obviously.
Good. Maybe
you can't
or
trade King
give
Junior for like. I don't even know. Like Doug.
Well, here. Okay, so here I give pythons so that other people, other states can understand what it's like to deal with like major invasive species like that. That's why I would give up pythons. So that like
Here's
people out west can be like, I get it. I get what Florida's going on right now because this is awful and we need to kill all these stupid things.
Here's the trade. I'm going next. I'm jumping in front of Emily because I did something similar. But here's what I traded. I want Florida to have chili season longer. Not a chili season, but chili like the stuff you eat.
Okay. All right.
Chili.
Of course, that's what you want.
I like chili, and I feel like we don't get to eat it very long in Florida because it gets to be 85 degrees, and no one wants to sit on their porch and eat a bowl of chili in 85 degree weather, right? You want it to be nice out.
Right.
Everyone will get to know each other in the pot.
Yes, Kevin from The Office. So, what I'm going to trade for chili season, because the places that have chili season longer are like that middle south belt. You know, like Tennessee.
Yeah, like Atlanta.
Sure, like where you
sure.
are. What I'm going to give them in exchange for chili season is iguanas. And here's how I'm going to make that work.
Wait. This is the dumbest thing I've ever heard of.
Have you ever been on a fishing trip with us?
Okay, go on.
Here's how I'm going to make that work. Everyone outside, and this is how you could have made the python thing work. I wanted to see if you could get it out of there. Or see if you got to the same place I was going. Everyone outside the state is fascinated by this stuff, by pythons, by iguanas. Like if I do a podcast interview with like I did one with Gabby Hoffman, she wanted to talk about pythons. If I talk to anybody else outside the state of Florida, what they want to talk about is pythons or iguanas. So because they're so fascinated by it, I'm going to say, look, this is a fascinating thing. And in exchange for chili season, I'm going to give you all of our iguanas and you can enjoy them and appreciate them and figure out how fascinating they are. And to your point,
yeah.
They would then learn how to deal with those invasives.
Right.
Em, do you have a take on this game?
Okay.
Are
all
you,
right.
Do you have more to
say? I'm smelling what you're stepping in, I think.
Okay.
That's well said.
Listen, what else are we going to do in the middle of a quarantine? Like,
yeah.
This is where we're at, people.
I feel like the Iguana Hunters page would have a lot to say about
this.
Oh,
absolutely
trade.
They would. What do you got?
Sure.
Yeah. Well, mine's not good.
Okay, let's have it.
Because I hate this so much.
Are you participating under protest?
Well, I have about an even trade. I'd like to add more Southerners and reduce more Yankees.
You can't do that.
Why not?
Boom.
Because
why not?
This is what I live with. he wants chilly weather and he'll trade iguanas for it. And that makes sense to him. And it's his opinion, but it's law. Where I want to actually even out people versus people. And I can't do that.
Okay, explain.
Can someone, can I start a GoFundMe for my therapy?
It's called Patreon. Can you elaborate, please? You don't want Yankees here because you don't like Yankees.
Well, here's the thing. They just don't understand some things about, like, being nice to people or being nice to people or how to drive.
Knowing how to drive.
Yeah.
They're
and
like
I just
half of our listenership.
Maybe you could just find a different state with some ocean. Like, Texas is not that populous. Like, maybe just go find somewhere, like some of the coastline of Texas.
I am impressed you got a state with coastline.
Oh, my God. You can suck it, Claire. First of all. You
wow.
know.
Oh, my gosh.
I hear that Virginia also has a very nice
coastline.
It's
for lovers, too.
And it's for lovers. So go live out your retirement years in Virginia on the beach.
Nate, what do you have? I don't have anything to add to Emily's. She just alienated yeah. all foreigners in our
country. I agree. I agree with her, though.
I really hope you never run for office, FYI, because we're... That's it. I just
I mean,
ruined it.
Yeah, I mean, there is so much damning evidence. So much damning evidence over the last 2.5 years. All right. So I want smallmouth bass.
Okay. You want smallmouth bass. What okay. do you
They're cool and they fight hard and they're awesome. I'm going to give up those.
Did you say it already?
Oh, no, hold on. Catfish. Saltwater catfish.
Oh.
Ooh. So you're giving up a yeah. saltwater fish to get a freshwater fish.
Hold on.
Yes.
Can we all raise our hand if we've caught a smallmouth bass?
I've caught one.
You have?
Yeah, I caught one on the same day you caught one. It's just mine was like 4 inches long and yours was like 5 pounds.
Does it count? I don't know if that counts, but.
No comment.
Exactly. Exactly, I think. Okay. I don't.
So, was that? Do you think? Do you think that's a fair?
I don't think it's fair because how are you going to get like Michigan to give you their smallmouth and take sail cats?
Maybe they think they want to have catfish fillets, like fried catfish is a delicacy there.
Right. I sell them on the idea that these are better than freshwater catfish, like they taste better than freshwater catfish.
Friend
and sail cats
show,
are actually really good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sail cats are good, right? So. Yeah, so, I mean, I sell them on that idea. I don't know how well they would take that, but I'm just trying to get the best for Florida. Like, you know, I don't care about anybody else. I don't really care what they think about catfish. I just want to get rid of the catfish.
Okay.
Because I hate catching them.
All right.
I really don't like catching them.
What do you got, Em?
Maybe Jacks would be more comparable because they fight hard and they're like, you know, they're
yeah,
not that good to
eat
them. But
yeah. I mean, you can eat them. They're just not very good.
They fight hard, and they grow up to like 50 pounds.
Don't
so,
at
know.
Me and tell me they're good to go. Eat. I know someone's going to at me. I know exactly who's going to at me.
I know, yeah. There's no way. There's just no way.
What do you got, Em?
Okay, again, I hate this, and mine aren't good. But I would like to add Broadway to Florida.
You can't. Did you miss the outdoors hunting, fishing portion of
give
this?
Up mosquitoes.
Okay.
So, as...
I don't think anyone would disagree with that.
But think about it. If every hunter in Florida gave up mosquitoes but had to potentially, like, the chances of attending a Broadway show increased that much.
Little culture.
Would they do it? What are you? Oh, my God. Travis. Travis just.
Oh, my God. That was amazing.
I have, ladies and gentlemen, my husband, who is dry, he does not drink, nor drug, nor smoke, just picked up my wine glass and drained it at the thought of having a
downed it.
Broadway.
Downed it.
I have never, ever seen that in my life. How was it?
Terrible.
Oh, my
now
God.
We have a problem because I can't get through a recording without wine, and he's never gone through a recording with wine.
What are you? Did you finish the Broadway shenanigans, whatever that was?
Broadway for mosquitoes. I'm into that.
Everyone's in for that except Broadway and the people of New York.
They might love it down here if there was more of a longer chili season and less iguanas.
Oh, but here's the problem, though. It's going to bring more Yankees down.
Right.
Oh.
They just went counter to your first. whole thing.
Oh no. See, I hate this.
I am trading. I am trading. I want mallard ducks.
Oh.
I want big fat ducks that respond to duck calls that we can kill more than one of. I want mallard ducks.
We had mallard ducks.
No, they're feral. They're not migratory. I want migratory.
They're not real.
Ducks. And what I'm going to give up, what I'm going to give everywhere that has mallard ducks is I'm going to give them black belly whistling ducks.
Oh, okay.
Right?
But you love those.
No, I don't.
The ones that visit every night?
I do. I like them in our yard. Like
Travis
like
has a flock of black belly whistling ducks that fly over our yard every
night. Nice.
So, but no, I'm going to give those up and I'm going to get migratory mallard ducks because then we will have them every year. They'll be huntable. They'll come in fresh waves. They'll winter here. And then everyone like in say, Arkansas is going to be thrilled to have black belly ducks because they didn't have them before. You know, they've read about them on TV and stuff or read about them in magazines. And now they're going to get those and we're going to have all the mallards. And it's going to be awesome.
I have a question.
Shoot.
How do you think the cast of Hamilton is going to feel about that?
I'm not going to ask the cast of Hamilton about any of this.
Okay.
I don't know that Jonathan Groff is going to want to weigh in on mallard ducks.
He's not in it anymore, man. Keep
Nate,
up.
Do you have one more of these? Do you think anyone still is at this point?
No, probably not. But that's okay. We're having fun. So I want mountains in Florida.
Really?
Ooh, what are you willing to give up for mountains?
Okay, I'm anxious on this one.
Okay. I want mountains and I'm going to give up. God, this is really hard.
You can't give up. You can't have mountains in
Florida. I'm going to give up all toll roads for mountains. And I'm going to sell it to the states with mountains. I'm going to say, listen, this is a great revenue maker.
You're going
to cut your state tax. Listen, you can cut your state tax. You don't have to have a state tax anymore because you have toll roads and it covers all that extra stuff. Environmentally cool for environmentally bad, right? Toll roads, the new toll roads, bad.
I don't think you guys got the game.
I have a question.
First off,
what if someone agreed to it except the mountain is a volcano?
I think Nate needs to go live in, I don't know where he needs to live. Somewhere with elks
maybe.
And mountains.
I almost said like bald cypress heads for mountains.
Come on.
But I don't think I would do that.
No.
I don't think I would do that.
You're
no, that's what I'm saying.
You're changing Florida with all of your stuff.
I know. Well,
I'm disappointed.
This is a hypothetical game.
This isn't real, Travis.
Emily,
not real.
You have one more?
Oh, yes, and I hate this, and it's terrible.
Every time.
So noted.
I would like to add more of an actual fall.
Like chili season?
I'm not calling it that. I'm calling it pumpkin spice season.
Okay.
Or basic white girl season. And I would be able to give up less summer.
Okay. So what we call that is... what you're really proposing is to move Florida north. Geographically.
By like.
I'm the worst.
Oh my gosh.
No, that's great.
One more, and that is.
Go for it.
You're out of them, right, Nate? That was your last one?
I'm out.
Where you
like,
materially
I
changed Florida?
I have lost this game.
I am going.
Same.
I'm going grouse. I want Florida to have grouse.
Oh, I had a thought about
grouse.
What's
a grouse?
Continue.
Oh my gosh, Nate.
It's a game bird.
Okay, but what like?
What kind of grouse, though? Hold on. What kind of grouse?
Don't care.
Are we
have
going
no grouse in Florida.
Sharp tails?
Sure.
We're going rough grouse?
Sure.
We're going blue grouse? We're going.
How would you describe a grouse if a first-time hunting person was listening to this
show?
They're
like mini turkeys.
Really?
Or like bigger quail.
That's fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're between a quail and a turkey.
Like a mini turkey?
Yeah. Florida doesn't have
But they
them.
Fly, and they're really great for like hunting with dogs and stuff.
You can hunt them.
Yeah, they're huntable.
Yes.
They're delicious.
And they're very good to eat.
I've never seen a grouse in my life. That's on the list of things I've never seen. I know that's a weird thing, but I've never seen a grouse.
I have. I saw them while pheasant hunting in South Dakota.
Yeah.
We saw some grouse.
What region are they typically in?
I think they're in every state except Florida and Hawaii.
That's probably right.
But
maybe Texas. No, Texas has them.
Texas has them. They have sage grouse and sharp-tailed grouse and rough grouse and... There's like a lot of different, or there's a blue grouse. Anyway, they're really cool. I think, I remember as a kid, my dad showing me grouse one time. We were in Colorado but I don't remember what they look like. I would be lying to say I've seen them. I have no idea what I saw. So I want grouse, and what I'm going to give up for grouse is fox squirrels.
Fox squirrels.
Fox squirrels.
That's sad.
Is it?
That's interesting.
If we get grouse out of the deal,
a species you can hunt for a species you can't hunt.
You can't hunt fox squirrels in Florida. And
that's what I mean.
There's a lot more fox squirrels like in Alabama, Mississippi, Georgia. Like there's a pocket there where you can hunt them, and there's a lot of them. So it's not like Florida's like the last bastion of the fox squirrel. So yeah, they're neat, but I see a fox squirrel like once a month. I'd like to get grouse down here so I could have grouse to go hunt on a semi-regular basis. And so I don't see fox squirrels anymore. If I want to see a fox squirrel, I'll just go to Alabama or go to Mississippi. Boom. Roasted.
Boom roasted.
What do you think? You think that's a fair trade? You think they'd go for that?
Yeah, I think that's the fairest trade of the night, I think.
You think so? The other thing I had was I would give them panthers. Whoever has the fox squirrels, I would give them the panthers.
Okay.
I think there's a guy you could call about that, Joe something.
In Oklahoma. I don't think he's taking calls right now unless they're collect. So hopefully that game will remind you guys of the idiotic games you play with your friends on hunting or fishing trips, and hopefully it'll take your mind off the
C-word.
Anything
that's stressing you out.
The C-word.
Yeah.
The Rona.
And maybe you'll remember that we are a bunch of idiots too, and there you go.
I don't like that game because it makes me feel ungrateful for what we have here in Florida, and I'm very grateful for what we have here in Florida.
That's why I was making subtle changes. Nate's trying to turn Florida into Montana. I'm over here. I'm trying to just shave around the edges.
I tried to turn it into New York.
Yeah, you did. I noticed that.
I just reviewed all three of my things. I'm like, oh, shoot.
You tried to turn it into New York without New Yorkers.
A New York City full of Southerners. I think that's what they call Tampa. Anyway.
Next up, we have Keep and Release, brought to you by Two Fish Creative.
Oh, no.
Did you get any feedback on your rap?
No.
You didn't?
No.
Oh, you did.
I did?
Yeah.
On the internet?
Yeah.
I just missed it?
Yeah. There was quite a bit of feedback on
your rap. How did the people feel?
You're going to have to go look and see.
Dang it.
But
did you see Nate?
Two Fish Creative. Yes.
That was our rap, by the way.
Yeah, I feel like there was like one comment, but it was, yeah.
Nate's beatboxing was incredible.
It was.
Two Fish Creative is owned by friend of the show, Carrie Bible. You can find them at 2.fish, TWO.FISH. And they offer, how did he phrase it? Creative software solutions.
They're problem solvers with software, basically.
Right.
If there's like an inefficiency or a process at your job that is like double the work or double data entry or just annoying, they will come in and analyze it and get you a solution.
One of the things that they specialize in they specialize in it all the time, but right now it's being magnified, is they specialize in remote solutions. So you got people that can't work in the office. If you're having trouble overcoming that, given all the variables we're going through right now with shelters in place and quarantines and pandemics and all that junk, give Carrie and those guys a ring and see if they can get you some kind of a solution going for remote working. Two Fish Creative.
I have another jingle. Should we test it out?
I would love to hear it if you've got another jingle.
For your company from A to Z, call Two Fish Solutions Agency.
Wow. That was actually pretty good.
That's pretty good. There you go.
Yeah. Nate should have added the end.
Yeah. I should have been on my game better.
And release. Do either of you have a release?
Yes.
Go.
Deer flies.
Boom.
Oh, it's that time of year, isn't it?
'Tis the season. They are vicious, man.
Bastards.
Emily swells up like...
It looks like I got hit with a baseball whenever they bite me.
It does look like she got shot by a paintball. That's what it looks like. Like she welts up when she gets bit by
it. They get really hot and like they itch all night and I can't sleep. So like it's a big deal for me when they come out. I have to quarantine myself.
So I go with her and just let them land on me and she swats them. They don't bother me. Yeah. Like I don't prefer to be bit by them, but they don't faze me.
That is one of the good things about those things, is they're easy to kill.
Super easy to kill.
They're so weird.
Yeah, they
looking.
Just land and sit there. Yeah.
What do you got?
Yeah, dude? It's crazy.
I don't think anyone would ever disagree with that release. That's what you should have traded for something. Should have traded deer flies for something. What do you got, Nate?
My release is, if you're on the Cast and Blast 4 of the group, you will understand this, but former friend of the show, Ryan Briggs, keeps posting like disgusting food. Like the worst food. Like
the hot
day,
dog
posted,
and
like,
Jell-O?
Yeah, the hot dog Jell-O cake or whatever that was. Yeah. I don't even know what that was. With like Cheese Whiz and olives. Like,
oh, yes.
I mean, I'm like, I'm not getting on Facebook to like gag my way through my feed. So if this is just gonna make him do more, but if he would kindly quit, that would be great. But on the flip side of that, the other food stuff on the group has been in fuego recently.
Fire. Yep.
Like,
it has been fire.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I'm gonna say this. Briggs may post some ridiculous stuff, but it does drive a lot of traffic and conversation.
It does. Oh my gosh. He gets like 1,000 comments a post on that. And I don't really understand.
So I don't.
Why?
I don't agree with you releasing that. I disagree. I would like to counter release.
Well.
My release is the most serious one of the night and or day, whenever you listen to this. This past week, I shared in the group and I shared on my Facebook page, Congressman Brian Mast and Congressman Greg Stube from the West Coast, Southwest Coast, Sarasota area. He's right. His border runs basically up to our house. So he's not our congressman, but we live like a minute outside his district. They partnered together and sent in a letter to Congress demanding that the Army Corps no longer use spraying or herbicides to manage aquatic plants. And I don't so much have a problem with that opinion. And then it was shared by Captains for Clean Water. And this, I'm gonna get myself in some trouble here, but I don't really care at this point because I don't understand how these guys are forming these opinions when I've never seen them in any discussions on this. And I don't mean that as arrogantly as it sounds. I know that sounds a little bit cocky, but we've talked about it ad nauseum on the show, the complexities of aquatic plant management and water management and level management and all these stuff that goes into it. And for them to just flippantly have made up their mind. The thing I wrote is this is public polling determining science. This is public polling determining how we're going to manage a resource they're invasive plants. They're not a resource, but they are a thing that we need to manage because if not, they choke out native plants like eelgrass and stuff that we want growing there, duck food and fish habitat. And man, it's just so sad to me that we live in a position now where this is taken for leadership by one of the most popular NGOs in Florida and by two sitting congressmen in Florida to where this passes for leadership for me to say, I know enough about this to say you shouldn't do this anymore based on the fact that people are saying on Facebook you shouldn't do this anymore. We're ignoring science. We're ignoring the University of Florida. We're ignoring all these other universities that have done all this research on it. Am I comfortable with spraying? No. I would love to have some other solutions to it. Do I recognize the complexity of the situation and realize that we can't just turn off the nozzle tomorrow? Yes. And if you don't, man, I don't understand it's not leadership. Does that make sense? Like that's my struggle with this whole thing is it's not leadership by advocates in our industry that are in the outdoors world. They're supposed to be leaders and it's not leadership by congressmen who are elected leaders. End rant. You have any problems with that? Let me know.
I don't.
You know what? It's like if you try to like change the view a little bit and take it away from that management practice and put it into COVID, like the situation we're in, it's as though we would make a decision by someone's opinion and say, we're fine. Everybody go.
It's exactly right.
Right?
Instead of
looking at data and trying to get data and looking at the science of it. So it's same. Like we have to make informed decisions. We can't make emotional decisions.
100% agree with that. And I struggle with that. And part of my hypocrisy early on in this conversation came to me when I was calling for non-scientific solutions to aquatic plant management. Well, how am I going to sit here and tell you guys that we need to follow the North American conservation model if I'm not willing to hold myself to that standard? Like, you don't get to pick and choose when you want to use science.
That's right. That's right.
Science is science. Science is always science. So anyway, I was really disappointed to see that on a number of levels. And that's the end of my release. It keeps.
Yeah, I have a keep. You want me to go? I'm just keeping the fact that April feels like an actual month instead of a year. So like March felt like its own whole year that would never end. April seems to be zooming by. I don't know about you guys, but I was like, oh my gosh, we're halfway through April already.
I don't know that it goes zooming, but yeah, it's moving quicker than March, which took 4 years.
I was thinking about the national championship the other day. I was like, that felt like it happened like 10 years ago.
The football game?
Yes, the football game. It feels like that happened like 4 years ago. It's like, I didn't even remember like who won or who played. I ended up remembering, but it just feels like so long ago. And that was like right after the first year. It was like 3 months ago.
Right. But it seems like it was ages ago. What is your keep, Nate? That was a good one.
My keep is today, we're recording this on Easter Sunday. Josh Raggio of the Raggio Custom Calls posted on his Facebook page about the Easter call. Did you read this?
I shared it to our group.
You shared it. That's right. It's a really cool story and like a really cool, kind of how he talks about it's just a call that, you know, he felt like he needed to make. And it was a first, you know, it was made from this certain wood and it has like a wormhole in it, which he would usually just throw away, but kind of paralleled the imperfectness of us with the perfectness of Christ. So it was like a cool post and I really enjoyed it. It's a beautiful call. It's on the Cast and Blast for the group. Travis shared it if you want to go look at it.
Yeah, or you could find it on Raggio's. I'm sure it's on his Instagram. It's on his Facebook.
Yeah. But it's just a really cool story with a really cool call. It's a beautiful call with a cool meaning and I really enjoyed that.
You know, he's such an artist. Like anybody that makes duck calls or is in that world, they're artists, right? Like they're creating a musical instrument. Scott McKinney, who does dark water calls that we do a lot with down here in Florida. There's a depth to those people when you like in that, there's just a complexity in the way he thinks about the call. Like you and I can pick that up and it's a really pretty wood and we blow in and it quacks. But he's got so many layers and depths to the way he thinks about things. So in his mind, he felt compelled to make that one because of Easter and the death of Christ. And he wanted to be representative of that and how he carved it out. And he found all these things that kind of, to him, they meant all this. I just think that's fascinating when someone's willing to be, there's an authenticity to that. There's also a vulnerability to that I really truly appreciate.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So make sure to check that out. Raggio Custom Calls, I think is his Facebook page, or Josh Raggio. You can find him. My keep is also a positive thing. I don't know this guy in real life, but you guys know that I've done a lot of stuff with National Wildlife Federation and then their state wildlife federation. So there's like the Florida Wildlife Federation, New Mexico Wildlife Federation, Mississippi. The guy that's the executive director of the New Mexico Wildlife Federation, his name is Jesse Dubel. And I think I'm saying that right. We've been Facebook friends for a long time. Never met him in real life. Never talked to him on the phone. But he has been collecting. The Navajo Nation has been hammered by the COVID. Hammered. And he has been, he set up, him and his staff set up some kind of a food collection where they're gathering wild game and taking it to the Indian reservations. And I'm going to read you, he's taken hundreds of pounds of game. Like I'm making this up, I could be wrong, but it looks to me like 500 to 700 pounds of game, like processed off the bone meat. So it's substantial. This is the list of what he posted that they've gotten so far. Elk, oryx, ibex, moose, black bear, whitetail, mule deer, ducks, doves, geese, bighorn sheep, javelina, and Barbary sheep. And he said, it's so cool. He had these freezers on a trailer and they were just stacked to the gills. And I was like, man, in this world that we live in today, where you guys have been watching the John Krasinski, the Some Good News.
Yes.
I was like, this is a Some Good News type story. Like in the hunting and fishing world, he said every hunter that he got meat from, he now knows the story of the meat, like how it was harvested. But then he's taking it to the Navajo people and giving it to them. And they're, man, just that's such a cool, for lack of a better term, that's such a cool testimony for hunters in this quarantine, in this pandemic, in these times. I thought it was really cool. So there's nothing to do there.
Really
there's
cool.
No action item. You can go friend Jesse, I guess, if you want to, Jesse Dubel. But I'll try to grab some of those pictures and post them on our page. Just amazing stuff. So very cool. Y'all got anything else? Oh, we haven't been talking about the Wildlife Cast and Blast.
Oh my gosh, I don't have those together. Do you?
We asked folks a couple weeks ago to post Wildlife Cast and Blast the hashtag Walla Cast and Blast. So we've had submissions. I'm going off memory right now. Landon Blankenship posted one while he was making some ducks. He was doing some taxidermy. Thomas Martin Brown, friend of the show, Tom Brown, posted one. He was driving across the panhandle listening to Cast and Blast Florida. We had somebody do one. They were sitting in their swimming pool just chilling out, social distancing and quarantining, cast and blasting. I think we launched that at a time when no one's doing anything.
I can't find any of them right now, but I did see several people tag us in
it. So y'all keep doing that. Make sure you tag hashtag while I cast a blast. I'll do a better job of getting those together. But we are seeing those, and I'm sorry I didn't compile them the way I was supposed to because we asked you to do it.
Also, if you like our show, please go leave a comment or a review on Apple Podcasts.
To get rid of the bad one. Because the bad one's the top one.
Because we have like a really angry human who's like going through some stuff, and he like decided to word vomit it on our reviews. And that's not what we want people to see when they find our show. So please go leave a comment if you haven't already. You got no excuses right now. What else are you going to do?
They won't!